Yep.
Okay. Good evening, everyone. Thank you for coming to the Law Enforcement and Public Safety Committee meeting today, Monday, November 5th. Present is Legislator Collins, Legislator Fabiano, and Legislator Haynes. Thank you all for coming. We have the minutes from our October 3rd meeting. Does anybody, can somebody move the minutes?
I'll move them.
Second, thank you. Does anybody have any changes for the minutes? No. Anything? Okay. With that being said, then, can I get approval on the minutes?
Aye.
Thank you. All right, so I'll sign that. Okay, first resolution is Resolution 432, approving the execution of a contract amendment in excess of $50,000 entered into by the county Motorola Solutions Emergency Management. This is 100% county?
Yes.
Yes. Did you want to speak on
it's
it?
It's for our fire and EMS radio system.
Okay.
I'll move it.
Thank you. Second?
I'll second that.
Okay. Any other questions? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Okay. Resolution 446. Approving the execution of a contract amendment in excess of $50,000 entered into by the county NICOMCO. Ulster County Sheriff, again, 100% county. Director Peterson, is this one yours?
Or no, that's
one
mine.
Yours? Oh, that's yours,
but
Captain?
But it's the same thing. It's for
same
our,
thing?
It's for our
okay.
radio maintenance.
Okay. And this is an annual thing, right?
This is, yeah.
It's a good gig they got.
Yeah? Okay, I'd like to move it if there's no other discussion.
Okay, thank you. Second? Thank you. Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Resolution 448, approving Ulster County's 2019 Stop DWI Program Plan and authorizing the chairman of the Ulster County Legislature to execute all intermunicipal agreements required under the plan, Department of Probation, Stop DWI Division.
Can I make a motion? Oh, are you discussing it?
That's fine. Second, thank you. Who's gonna, anybody at all? Captain, you're going to do it. Okay.
So this is pretty much the same as every year, the DWI plan. There's money from different municipalities for DWI task force. There's funding for an assistant district attorney, a probation officer, and then some odds and ends things in there, but it's not much different than usual.
Okay. Okay. Does anybody have any other questions? No?
Not me.
Okay. We approved it and seconded. So all in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. Resolution 449, authorizing the chairman of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an agreement with the New York State Office of Victim Services to accept a grant for a victim of crime. VOCA, Victim Assistance Program, Attorney Services, Department of Probation.
So this was a huge grant that came about late this summer, and the Legal Services of the Hudson Valley approached us because they wanted to apply for it, but they have to apply via a OVS, Office of Victim Services Agency, and our Crime Victims Assistance Program is the agency for Ulster County. So they prepared it, we submitted it, and it will give funding, and they're even providing the match. It's at no cost to us whatsoever. They're providing the match, and the funding will allow Legal Services in the Hudson Valley to not just use, we have the money that the legislature put in our budget several years ago now for domestic violence victims.
Right.
This will allow Legal Services for all victims.
Oh, that's
so
great.
All victims that fall under the OVS
personally would want.
Right.
It's got to be a significant one, but there's a real need for it, and it's a really wonderful grant.
Yeah, that's great. Decent money, too.
Yes.
Yeah, but I just have a question on money.
So just so that I'm clear, they're doing the match of the $64,983?
Yes.
Okay, and so it's a 5-year grant totaling 1.3.
Yep.
So it's, I'm just confused about the match. There's no match coming from the county?
None.
Mm-hmm. Do we give Legal Services of the Hudson Valley funding? Does anyone know?
What was the question?
Do we give them money?
Oh, yes.
I don't know. That's question.
There was $50,000 in our budget. The executive's office added $25,000, so $75,000 for 2018. This particular grant runs October 1st, which is the way that LBS grants run, October 1st, October 1st. So, but that was money the legislature put in, I think it was 3 years ago now, specifically for victims of domestic violence. Lauren from Legal Services, Hudson Valley, get the film and present it to the legislature. Mm-hmm. And the legislature put that money in the probation budget. So, crime victims budget.
Yeah, that's what you just said. Yeah, we put it in the probation budget.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions? Can I get somebody to move it?
I'll second it.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Resolution 450, authorizing the chairman of the Ulster County Legislature to execute a participation agreement and any amendments thereto with the New York State Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Services for participation in the Local Emergency Management Performance Grant Program for federal fiscal year 2018, amending the 2018 Ulster County budget, emergency communications, emergency management.
Yeah. And this is a 50-50 yearly grant that goes to basically it covers part of my salary. We use it for planning emergency management activities.
Okay. Does anybody have any other questions?
I'll move it.
Thank you. Second?
Second it.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Resolution 451, authorizing the chairman of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an agreement and any related amendments with the New York State Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Services for participation in the 2018-19 Public Safety Answering Point, PSAP, Operations Grant, Emergency Management, and Emergency Communications.
This is no county funding.
Yes,
all state, and it's for the Public Safety Answering Point. We cover dispatcher salaries with it.
Okay.
So anything related to the 911.
Great. Any other questions? With no county dollars, can I get somebody to move it?
Move.
Thank you. Second.
I'll second it.
Great. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. Resolution 452, authorizing the chairman of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an agreement and any related amendments with the New York State Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Services for participation in the 2018-19 Hazardous Materials Emergency Preparedness HMEP grant. Emergency Management Division of Fire Services.
Yep, this is a new one that the fire coordinator Everett Erickson actually applied for and was successful in getting $5,100 for training for the hazmat team.
That's great.
So for training and they cover travel.
Oh, nice.
So it's all no counter functions today.
It's appropriated dollars, so. Well, it's a state revenue, and then, well.
Yeah, there is a portion of that.
Yeah. Let me try and get that in here.
Yeah, sure.
Well, thank you, Everett. That was great.
Yeah.
We like that kind of stuff. Anybody have any other questions? Get somebody to move it?
I'll move that.
Thank you. Second?
I'll second it.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. That was the last of our resolutions. We have the sheriff's report. Getting through the year here. So we finished October. And our variance is looking really good, right? And our board-ins looking good. Anything you want to add to
it, Captain? It's mostly green.
Yeah.
You know, we're getting 5, 6, 7 from Dutchess. We used to get most of them from Dutchess. That's just, it's changed. And now green is, you know, I'm sure going to be all this year, all, and at least all next year.
Okay.
And probably all the year after that, by the time they build it.
Yeah. Great. Anybody have any questions for the captain on this? Okay. It takes care of the sheriff's report. I don't believe we have any old business unless somebody has something from the last meetings, no? And then new business. Dr. Schmidt's going to give us a little bit of an update.
Sure. So on the Restorative Justice Center itself, progress is good. At the update meeting on Friday, they are, can I knock on wood while I say this, on schedule for being complete on December 14th.
Oh, nice.
So it's really coming along. It's been a little tough being in the building while they're working on it, but for the most part, staff have been great. Things have gone smoothly. The parts that are done look very nice, and like I said, everything seems to be going along as planned with that opening date, which, I mean, that's their completion date. I don't know that we'll be able to be moved in yet, but we're ready to go. As far as programming going into the Restorative Justice Center, there was a big RFP that went out. I think that was in September, and then we had a committee to review, and there were a lot of different programs. The RFP itself had several different types of programming we were seeking, like mentoring and restorative justice practices, mental health services, and we got a whole bunch of responses, and we're very, very close to the letters going out, so I can't say who has been awarded anything yet, but it'll be any day. So that's great that that's in place. As far as Raise the Age, which all of that was being built to get ready for the youth, we have not had a single case. So some of that is to be expected. We anticipated that there was going to be a little bit of startup time just getting information about the changes in the law out. We also anticipate what we've heard from other states is that there is a bit of a reduction when it first starts. So, you know, it slows down because people don't quite know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
Then there'll be an increase, and then it should taper off. We have a new person who's really a retiree coming back that's going to help us out on a temporary basis to go do some training at police agencies, not on how to do their work, but basically what it is we're going to be doing at the Restorative Justice Center and how Raise the Age and the legislation impact. So I think it's going to be very, very helpful.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure that'll change the numbers.
Right.
And it's one of those. You don't want there to be crime. However, we're thinking that there might be crimes that are occurring, and these kids are either slipping through the cracks or somebody tries their own alternative, you know, method of dealing with it. But we want to get to the goal of Raise the Age was to get to youth early on and provide interventions that keep them out of the family court system and have long-term impact. So we really want to see these youth so that we can have those impacts.
Yeah.
The only thing, we're going to have a security person there. They're going to be in like a Class B uniform, not like this. But we are sending the lady that is relatively new. She's part-time. Once the budget comes through, when we get the new full-time position, I'm going to put her in that, or the sheriff's going to put her in that. And then the current sergeant is probably runs the security detail. most likely not going to be the same guy next year. So I'm going to send the current guy, the guy who I'm sure is going to bump him out of his job, and the lady to a 1 or 2 hour class on restorative, just so that they're, you know, just whatever it's worth, you know, they get the gist of it.
Mm-hmm.
So that hopefully,
yeah, we'd like everyone to have that familiarity so that they understand what the process is. Because sometimes a kid's sitting in a waiting room and asking a question.
Mm-hmm.
Just having that knowledge and understanding is good.
So
yeah, absolutely.
We'll see.
Yeah. Do you have any opinion about why we're not getting any cases?
I kind of surprised you didn't get any on Halloween.
So if we did, probably because the way intakes work, they usually come 10 days, the Wednesday 10 days after. So
right.
That's
could
be next Wednesday.
Could be.
Right.
Yeah, I don't really know why. I mean, I'm not hearing anybody talk about, oh, we can't do anything to them anymore now because they changed all the rules and the 16 is now like a 15-year-old. You know what I mean? I haven't heard that. I'm sure that's true to some degree. And I'm sure on some of the things that are, you know, kind of not so serious, that's the norm. But on your serious things, then you'd have to do something. So.
Yes, sure.
So I guess it's just, you know, we're just, you know, knock on wood.
I have a question because this was actually brought up to my attention on a different level. You know, as it relates to reimbursements, because the state is going to fully reimburse the county for costs of the raise the age, but municipalities shouldn't see any increase in any type of any. I mean, basically, all they're doing is transporting, correct?
So we've had these discussions. There's been a couple committees that have been meeting, working on this, and we've submitted our financial plan. And we did mention during some police chiefs' meetings that if municipalities did want to submit what their anticipated costs would be, they could. And I think it's very difficult to figure out what that cost is going to be. And the captain's been at our meetings where we've talked about this. And it is possible that somebody could have to transport to detention in Westchester, and that would not have been something that maybe that they wouldn't
that typically
have been. A 16-year-old would have been incarcerated in the county jail, so you wouldn't be transporting a 16-year-old. They've done it in the past for 15-year-olds, so I think most people felt that it was so rare that this would happen that they probably wasn't worth trying to figure out how to estimate the cost. And I think there was also a piece that people hoped that there'd be alternatives that they wouldn't end up in detention. So, and we're always permitted, according to the state as of right now, to amend our plan.
Yeah.
So if it turns out that all of a sudden Saugerties has 5 in a row, we can submit an amendment.
Okay. Yeah, it's just so weird. Like, it's just, we don't know.
And that has been probably the most frustrating thing, is that none of us know, and the sheriff's department was trying to estimate
costs. And you can't, because you don't know. I mean, even if they're going far, and the corrections division is going to be the one who goes and gets them for, you know, subsequent court appearances, is the average kid going to have one subsequent appearance or 3 subsequent appearances? How the hell could you have ever figure that out? You know what I mean?
So some of it, I think we're all feeling like, let's experience it a little bit, and then we'll have an idea of what it actually looks like, and then we can resubmit if we need to. So that all of those promises the state has made that they will reimburse us, we've been trying to maximize anything that they said would reimburse you for this or that, including the part of the building.
Do they reimburse security?
If that was allowable, it might not be.
Yeah.
So we submitted once. They had a conference call, gave us feedback, asked us to change some things, move things from like DSS to probation.
Are you dealing with the Office of Children and Family Services?
Yeah. Yes, and Office of Probation, Office of Budget. They've had several people participating in those. So they gave us input. We resubmitted again, and now we're waiting for feedback as to whether it's approved.
Okay. Thank you for all that. Thank
sure.
you. Maybe we'll do another update in the beginning of the year. Doesn't sound scary next year.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
Really. Truly.
Mm-hmm. Anybody have anything else with business? And if not, we can move to events around the county, which...
Well, while I do have three legislators here, I just want... Jay sent out a memorializing letter.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Yeah, I'm urging everyone to sign on.
Yeah, you know me.
Take a look at it. I don't know if you had a chance to look at it. It's urging the governor to reconsider, you know, putting back in the accident and sickness portion of the firefighters' insurance.
Okay.
So I'm going to push really hard to try to get everyone to sign on to this. So I'd appreciate if you took a look at the letter, and hopefully you agree to sign on. Our volunteers are really important in their health as well.
Absolutely. Thank you. Any events? I don't think I have any. I guess it's going to be a quiet time till next year. Yeah, just, yeah.
That's the event.
Yes, that is the event. Okay, well, then our next meeting, we're going to go back to Tuesday, and that'll be December 4th. No, I know. Motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.